This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. From the team that brought us the documentary-style movie send-ups of competitive dog shows, Best in Show, and community theater, Waiting for Guffman, and who are also members of that unforgettable heavy metal act, Spinal Tap, comes a new film and CD called A Mighty Wind. This time, the humor is plucked like a sharp note on a long-neck banjo out of the world of folk music.
From a lighthouse in Bar Harbor to a bridge called Golden Gate.
From a trawler down in Shreveport to the shore of one great lake.
There's a star on the horizon and it's burning like a flare. It's lighting up this mighty wind that's blowing everywhere.
The premise is a reunion concert of three folk acts spawned in the 1960s. All the dialogue is improvised, and all the music is original, music written by the actors, among them director Christopher Guest, Eugene Levy, and Michael McKean.
The three specimens of folk music that are profiled in this film are all of the more commercial end of things. Not the Weavers we're talking about here. This isn't Joan Baez. This is, you know, these are more the people who really had one eye on the charts and the other on the chain gang.
Let's talk about the Folksmen, the trio. This was in the movie Christopher Guest, Michael McKean, along with Harry Shearer.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline goes, you get together in the village in 1961. Time has flown.
Yes.
Let's listen to a clip from the movie where you're talking about those early days. First on, let me get the straight, Folktown first, and then the Folktone label.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They had no hole in the center of the record, so a lot
you'd have to provide
the people complain that you'd get this vinyl, of course, in those days, and it's kind of up to you to kind of center it and make mm-hmm. the actual...
It would teeter crazily on the little spindle until
the hole, and that was a hole. Well, of course, we had no control over that aspect of it, but...
But they were still good records. They were good,
they were
good records. Product.
And if you punched a hole in them, you'd have a good time.
Yeah. That could be said for a lot of things.
Good product?
Yes. Well, the best we could do. Best we could come up with at the time. This was a band that had one foot, as Michael was saying, in some vague form of integrity, and the other 8 feet in trying desperately to make some money, I think.
And had, I think, one hit.
Old Joe's Place.
Old Joe's Place.
That's right.
Right.
Tell us about that song.
Well, it has everything you want and nothing you want in a song.
And
nothing to eat at the end.
It's grotesquely catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't come away from this song clean.
Well, there's a puppy in the parlor and a skillet on the stove and a smelly old blanket bed in Navajo. Whoa, there's chicken on the table, but you gotta say grace. There's always something cooking at Old Joe's Place.
The Folksmen are one group in the movie. Mitch and Mickey are another. And Mitch, that's you. That's Eugene Levy.
That would be me.
Part of a duo, a darling duo of the folk music, you have fallen on very hard times by the time this reunion concert comes around.
You could say that.
And hard times have fallen on you as well.
What happened?
Mitch and Mickey, they were married, they had great success, and they came to a terrible end and a very nasty divorce. Mickey, my wife, left the scene and got as far away from this music business as I guess you could get, married a catheter salesman. Mitch tried to make a go of his career and just failed miserably, and he got close to being suicidal. His last album, I think, was Calling It Quits, where there was a picture of him digging his own grave on the cover.
We have the Folksmen, we have Mitch and Mickey, and then the Nuftet, the new Main Street Singers.
Yeah, formerly the Main Street Singers.
Sun breaks over the Spritzel Yard. Jib sheets hard to leeward hard. Cross trees humming a morning hymn. I'm the cabin boy, call me Jim. His name's Jim.
The Main Street Singers are based on the kind of groups in the early 60s that had way too many guitar players. You know, you'd see 12 guitar players on stage.
It's a lot of guitars.
It's too many. It's about 10 too many. And you can never figure out what the added value was to the extra people, because you couldn't hear what anyone was playing anyway.
Fare away, under main topsail to the fur below of the wily way.
We came up with this idea for a group like that also had the spirit of this quasi religious verve, where a lot of smiling and winking, and why are they so happy?
Yeah, they're perky. They're a perky bunch.
They're perky, and the costumes are perky. They're yellow and blue, and what's going on here?
Let's talk about the music, which you wrote for the film. One song, Michael McKean, this is one of yours, you wrote with Harry Shearer, that the folksmen do, Never Did No Wanderin'.
That's right. We were kind of looking for a wanderin' type song, because we were just missing that, and we had heard a wonderful specimen by a group, not making this up, called the Yachtsmen from the early 60s, and it was a wanderin', ramblin' type of song in a minor key. So we kind of, you know, took the feel of that song and wrote a song about a guy who never did any wandering.
My mama was the cold north wind. My daddy was the son of a railroad man from west of hell, where the trains don't even run. Never heard the whistle of a southbound freight, or the singing of its driving wheel. No, I never did no wandering. Never did no wandering. Never did no wandering after all.
He never went anywhere.
Never went anywhere.
Never did no wandering at all.
Blood on the Coal? Got everything right in there, doesn't
that's
it?
We wrote that quite a while ago, and that does have everything a folk song needs. It has a tragic premise, but we combine two tragedies, a mining disaster and a train wreck, where the train actually goes into the coal mine. And,
mayhem ensues. Yes.
Mayhem and...
It was a mighty day. It was a sad, mighty day.
Yeah.
Now an Irishman named Murphy said, I'll stop that iron horse, as he stood athwart its passage, and it crushed him dead, of course. And I hope he hears the irony whene'er this tale is told, that the train that took his life was burning good Kentucky coal.
Hey!
Blood on the tracks, blood in the mine. Brothers and sisters, what a terrible time.
Terrible time.
97 got in the wrong hole. Now in my number 60, there's blood on the coal.
I have read that there are real musicians, Arlo Guthrie, Ry Cooter, who wanted to be in this movie.
These are all people who do that. This is their job, and I didn't. We wanted a separate world. We have to live in our own world in these films, and the introduction of people who do this kind of disturbs that.
How'd you tell them no?
I actually said, not on your life. Actually, that was the expression I used. And you change your phone number, and it's not the biggest deal in the world, you know, and then you move on.
Christopher Guest, Eugene Levy, and Michael McKean, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Pleasure.
It's blowing out a message to every woman, child, and man. Yes, some mighty winds are blowing across the land and across the sea. It's blowing peace and freedom. It's blowing equality. Yes, it's blowing peace and freedom. It's blowing you and me.
The title song from the new film, A Mighty Wind.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.